Hi guys, welcome back again to Banyo Thoughts, your daily dose of adventure and happiness. So, today I wanted to talk about, I think some of you guys would probably relate, is having pets or having dogs. You know, in my case, having Mateo, which is my pet dog who's half Chow Chow and half Husky. For those who don't know, Mateo was an adopted dog in 2016. The owner had a husky who nagle-lunch lang sila ng kapitbahay niya. After 1 hour, yung chow-chow ng kapitbahay, ayun, na nagdudu na sila ng kanyang husky. So that's how Mateo was actually conceived. And Mateo is actually the runt of the entire litter. And he apparently didn't look like any of his siblings. I think the three of his siblings look more like a husky. They're all pure white and all female. And he was the youngest, and he's the only one that looks brown and darkish black at that time. And he was the most makulit, I think, So you know how I got him, I adopted him, thinking. Na hindi siya lalaki. Na he will be like that small and that cute forever. After that time lumipat ako ng Eastwood. And I think they were kind of strict with also with the big dogs. So the condo that I was staying is they prefer mga small dogs. So I was really hoping that Mateo will not grow up to be a really big dog, because this is my first time to actually see a Chow Chow and a Husky or a Chow Husky mix. So I was really hoping that he would just be that small. So can I go up and on? He can't go out, and he had to stay at home. But every now and then, pag kailangan ko siya dalhin sa labas, kasi nga, I had to bring him to the vet or something. Pinapasok ko pa siya sa loob ng eco bag. Kasha pa siya sa eco bag at the time. So bit ko siya kasi ayoko rin siyang umapak dun sa floor, kasi I was really scared about yung mga sakit na small dogs or puppies have, which is called parvo. So I was really scared, hindi pa siya kasi fully vaccinated at the time. So I think mga 5 months pa yata or something like that. So he was small. Anyway, siguro after a few more months, then I realized this dog will never be small. Gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Until now, he's actually weighing around like 30 kilos. So that's like 60, 65 pounds. And take note, nagpapabuhat pa yan. Ayaw niya nababasa yung floor. So pagbasa yung floor, he would skip that or magpapabuhat siya. And so that's one of our challenges every time we walk outside, is that he magpapabuhat yung aso ko. So imagine mo yung laki-laki yung aso, nagpapabuhat, no? So anyway, the reason why I want to talk about it is that I think my impression kasi of Mateo or any other dog or any other pet owners, that ang laki ng change when you have dogs in your life or pets in your life, but particularly in my case, dogs, kasi yun ang naman naging experience ko. Well, we had a cat before at home sa parents ko, but masungit yung mga pusa eh. So yung dog na to si Teo is like super malambing. So na-realize ko lang na I think they're angels in disguise. Why? Because I think in the time na dumating si Mateo sa buhay ko, I suddenly had like a certain routine. I think it's the same similar feeling when you have kids or you get married and you have kids, you have the certain routine that you have to do with your child, no? So guys, guess Mateo rin ganun. But in this case kasi, he's totally helpless. Like, literally, as a puppy, you can't just, I think similar to a kid, no? You have to progress as they grow up, no? You teach them things as they grow up. So So in my case, I think what I learned a lot, what I learned from having a dog is that, or having Mateo, is that you become a bit more responsible in that sense. And then you reciprocate yung affection mo immediately to you. So they actually, so when you make lumbing sa kanila, and they're happy about it, and they can see that because nagwawag yung tail kagad nila, no? So I think that one is that you become more responsible because you have a schedule, you follow a certain time, and for Mateo, he has to go, he's potty trained outside, so he knows when the schedule for going out and for peeing. So he tells you that. He reminds you that. In the morning, he would remind you very well because he would wake you up. because if it's time for walk, it's time for his walk. So, and for this dog, I think, napansin ko lang sa kanya, he's familiar with time. So if you tell him it's at 5:30, he understands it's at 5:30. So he will not bother you until mga 5 minutes before 5:30. And when he bothers you, he will bother you. Like, kakalabitin kang kakalabitin ng kakalabitin ng kakalabitin. So hanggat umalis na ayo. So he will not stop. Which I really enjoyed because then it had a sense of like, yeah, you're taking care of someone, you're a bit more responsible, you have a schedule. It, especially for a person like me who has ADHD, it's one of the challenges, I guess, having a certain routine. So, and it helped, and actually that really helped a lot, having that certain routine on a day-to-day basis. And I think during that time as well, I was a bit in depression because I made a lot of bad decisions during that time. And one of them is actually losing the condo that I used to buy, I bought because I couldn't, you know, pay the mortgage anymore and stuff like that. So, and that really made me fall into depression. So those were really the bad decisions of my life. And I really thinking of having a dog was one of those bad decisions as well, because I was worried because I never had a dog to take care of for since I was born. No? So I was really not sure of how, and I was really hoping it was really small, kasi siguro kaya ko pa yung small dog. Pag big dog ba ako, mahirapan tayo. So pinipray ko talaga hindi siya lalaki. Pero he became really big. So, he got, but at least maganda yung personality. Anyway, the other thing that I life-changing for me with having a dog is that they reciprocate love, or they understand your needs as a person, and that they show affection without any judgment at all. You know, I think they didn't appreciate that unconditional love of dogs is really real, that they really love you, and they're excited to see you, they're happy to see you. And you can clearly see that because they wag their tail. And if they want to play, they want to play with you. They want to run, they want to run with you. I think the third advantage of having a pet or having a dog is that you're forced to exercise. Like, I mean, especially for a big dog, he will, if whenever we go out, you cannot wear slippers. You have to wear shoes or running shoes because you'll end up most of the time running. Running not because he's running, but he does walk very fast. But at the same time, gusto mo rin mag-jogging, so you exercise him as well. So I guess every day, siguro we probably walk more than 1 or 2 kilometers a day. And that's probably not enough for him, especially if you live in a close community like Eastwood. Since that's the third one, I think you get to exercise more. And I have a theory that, you know, that dogs are actually angels in disguise. That they're sent to you by God because of a certain period of your life, you would need that kind of support. And I think that's what Mateo brought to my life. It's a sense of stability and sense of, you know, that you're capable of giving more and loving more. and at the same time reciprocating that, you know, that unconditional love that that Mateo or the dog gives to you. And it changes. I think it changes the person a lot. Then you become more conscious of how you interact, and I think you become more kind and generous, in my opinion, no? Because unlike human beings, you know, you cannot read the emotions of dogs. You know, they will not be able to say words, or they will not be able to complain. But what you can do is you can look at their eyes speak and their tails speak as well. So their body language, so you can easily predict how they feel, if they're scared, if they're afraid. Like for example, whenever there's lightning outside, Mateo would always stay like beside you, because he'd rather have you like hugging him, because he's afraid of the loud noises. And during the past, you know, I think during the quarantine, it was really difficult for me. I think I mentioned that in the previous video. This is really surprising, because I've never cried in front of Mateo, like really cried. But the first time he actually saw me cry, he was really stressed out. Like he didn't know what to do. So what he did, which he normally does, is there's intense feeling of emotions. So at that point, what he can only do was really, really like cuddle with you. I mean, he would squeeze himself. So nakaupo lang ako sa couch. And then ginawa lang niya is he siniksik lang talaga yung sarili niya. Like he jumped on the couch, which he normally doesn't do because he doesn't like the couch. And he just, you know, sat beside me. And I think that's his way of saying that, hey, you know, I'm here. So I think for you guys who have, you know, pets and dogs, probably you had the same experience, that they, for some reason, they understand how you feel and they understand what you're going through. They understand that, you know, that they're there, and that if you need them, that they're there beside you. So if you just, you know, take advantage of it. Kasi nga, isip ko rin, one of my fears is that, you know, like not like human beings, we can live way past 60 years old, you know, but dogs, they have only limited number of years. And sometimes I just don't want to think about, you know, the number of years. And I just enjoy the moment with Mateo. And I think as a pet owner, that's also one of our responsibilities, you know. Maybe that's what they teach us in the long run, especially when we start having our own, you know, relationships. And I think in time when we get involved in human relationships, maybe the lessons that we learn from having a dog in our lives is that we learn how to care and love and understand. I think, and you know, and also for example, siguro find out signals. You know, sometimes hindi naman lahat ng partner or love life natin malalaman natin yung gusto niya sabihin, because some of them, they just don't say anything. So you have to guess. So maybe we learn how to guess siguro because of that. So yun, naisip ko lang na baka nga, no? Baka yun ang parang preparation rin para sa'yo when you start having a serious relationship in life. And maybe having your own, parang if you have your own kid, parang preparation rin having your own kid, because like kids, you know, they need lots and lots and lots of care. You have to go to the vet, you have to go to the doctor, you have to have them washed and etc. So those are the things that I feel that I'm just happy to share to you guys about, that having a dog is like really a blessing. That's why my theory ko talaga is, I think dogs are really angels sent to us by God to help us at a certain period of our lives and to show us that, you know, there's a deeper meaning in many things. And at the same time, to siguro for us to start growing inside. And what we lack, they try to fill in, because we start to we discover more about ourselves and we start developing those good virtues and habits and values that we didn't have before or probably we ignore before. In my case, being patient, that's one, and then the other one is really having time, you know, putting things in a schedule and arranging it in such a way that that his needs are also are met. Third is having lots of fun. I think one of the most memorable thing, I think every day is a memorable day for me whenever we go out or spend time with Mateo. But I think the things that excite me the most is when we start playing and having fun together, when we start running after each other. He loves socks a lot, so he doesn't destroy stuff. I mean, I'm really super sweaty kay Mateo, because he doesn't bite on anything, he doesn't chew on anything, he doesn't destroy anything. He's just a quiet, calm dog. But he loves socks. Whenever I play with the socks with him, he would just run after the socks. So he would jump, anything. He doesn't like toys, yung mga toys na balls and stuff like that, or mga rubber toys. He doesn't like it, gets scared. For some reason, I don't know bakit, takot siya sa mga yun. He just likes to play with my hands, with my feet, with my socks. Yan ang mga favorite niyang laruin. And then we always run. I mean, we run like in the hallway, we run, and then he has this playful run, which normally dogs do, yung nagbe-bend sila. So, like I remember siguro, yung kala niya, yung, mayroon kasi yung sumalik, nag-online dance class kasi. Oh. So, kala niya nakikipaglaro ako sa kanya. Nakisali rin siya. Hindi naman sumayaw, but nakisali siya. Kala niya it's part of the game. So, he started jumping and he started joining in. Lalo na if you do exercise here, like if you do push-ups, ay, kala niya you're playing with him. So, he would stick his head under your head as well, bite your ears, lick you in your ears, lick in your face, kasi nga kala niya you're actually playing with him. So I think those are the enjoyable moments that I have with Mateo, especially when we eat. I think that's the common thing that we both have, is that we love food a lot and we love chicken. I don't eat pork or beef anymore, but chicken is one of our favorites, so we enjoy eating chicken together. So whenever I buy chicken, it's always one chicken for me and one chicken for him. So that's his share, my share. That's why tataka yung mga tao, ba't ang taba-taba niya. Well, tataka rin ako, ba't ang taba-taba niya. Ngayon, realize ko, kasalanan ko namang ba't siya tumataba. He loves donuts a lot. So, pag may, not donut, but anything sweet or bread, especially monay. Monay, nagdudrool na yan, tsaka spam. I remember first time yung nakakain ng spam, hindi niya ako tinigilan ng buong gabi. Like, hindi niya ako tinigil. My mom, I remember that was like maybe 2 years ago when my mom gave me like a several cans of spam, and nagutom ako ng midnight and I opened it. He didn't know what it was, so it just smelled it, just joined me in the kitchen, and actually binigyan ko lang siya ng isang maliit na peraso. Ay, hindi ako tinigilan. Hindi ako tinigilan talaga, buong gabi nakadikit sa akin. So I realized he likes spam a lot. So, bread, spam, chicken. Yan ang mga favorite food niya. Tsaka bacon. He gets spoiled with bacon here in Eastwood because all the people or the restaurant staff would always give him bacon every now and then. So, maswerte pa nga siya kaysa sa akin eh. Siya binibigyan ako hindi. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because I think maybe for you guys who are listening and who have pets, you know, let's enjoy the, you know, the time we have with them, because you know they won't live, I mean, to be honest, they won't live longer than us, or you know, knock on wood, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's like in anything, it's like every day, it's the moment, the now is more important than tomorrow. Yung nga sinasabi sa Kung Fu Panda eh. The past is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called a present. And I think that mantra, if you live that on a day-to-day basis with your pet, and I think I would say with probably with anyone in your life, no, that you really have to take advantage of the day that you have. And because weekly lang ora, you only have how many hours in a day. So might as well make sure that you have lots of fun and doing it and enjoying it. And rather than, you know, sulking and thinking about bad stuff, or which sometimes we have to, and sometimes we go through that, and it's not easy, I know, but siguro lang in the way we can and how we can, you know, let's spend it really wisely with our you know, companion, with our dog, or, you know, the little angels that God sent to us from heaven. So yun lang, I just wanted to share that because I was thinking, I was wondering what to talk about today, and I just looked, and I was just spending time with Mateo today, and we had chicken. And I was thinking, that would be a good something nice to share to people, because I really love my dog. I mean, it's like one of the blessings that I have in my life, and I'm really lucky that I have such a wonderful fur baby, a fur companion. No? So yun lang. So I wanted to share that, and I hope you guys enjoyed this video and podcast. And if you have a pet, you know, show extra love for them. Have special days together with them. And remember that, really, I think they're angels, you know, in disguise, sent to us by God. So that's it. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and for those who are watching, see you guys soon. So if you like this podcast or video, please subscribe to the channel. Please gently press the subscribe button. Anyway, so yun lang. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did, talking about my little fur baby, Mateo. See you guys. Bye-bye.